Well, isn't Kenny White wonderful?
Yeah.
Today everybody's Irish. And of course, I remember, oh, and there are green signs, which is great. It's important. At least one green sign. Well, for the Irish holiday, all the songs of the carry dancers, oh, the thrill of the piper's tune, oh, for one of the sowers of gladness, come the last like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the dream of the summer's night, and the carry piper's tune made us slow with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, filled my heart with tears. Oh, the songs of the carry dancers, oh, the thrill of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gladness, like our
thank you.
David Buskin and Robin Bateau a few years ago, and we were in my studio in New York, and Robin, who is very clever, interesting, and writes lots of TV, lots of commercials for television, like a rock and the Coke commercials and so on. And he looked around the room and he saw my friend Susan Cheever's book, which is called Home Before Dark. And he said, okay, so what about Home Before Dark as a title? And of course we jumped on it and wrote it. And it just seemed to actually be a song about, a biographical song about my life, since I did leave Colorado when I was in my late early 20s. I left, and I moved from the Colorado Rockies to New York City, with a few stops in between. You know, I had started singing folk songs, and I had abandoned the piano when I was a teenager. So I had this bag of songs, and I had, by that time I'd gotten married and I had a child, so I was supporting my husband. My first husband, I should say. I should always specify which husband. Husband number one was in college, and we had spent a summer at a lodge in Rocky Mountain National Park, running the lodge. They paid us $300, and I baked bread and pies on a wood stove for the guests who came through. It was a 9-mile hike. This was no like walk in the park. This was very serious hikers who came there. And then after the lunch, I would sit down out on the porch in the sun underneath this magnificent mountainside, and I would sing songs. And I had been doing this for my whole life. I've been singing and playing and entertaining and performing and so on. But we got married. We went to Boulder. He was in school, and I had to get a job. So I worked at the University of Colorado in the filing department. I was terrible. Just terrible. And one morning when it was snowing, and it was bitter cold in the winter, February and March, I guess, of that year, he said to me, he was getting ready to go out and do his paper route, you know, before he went to school. And he said, I have a great idea. Why don't you get a job doing something you know how to do? And I thought, oh my God, he's a genius. He's a genius. So I called my dad, and I got an audition at Michael's Pub, and I began to sing. In fact, I did my audition there at Michael's Pub, and it was a pizza joint. And he used to have maybe a barber shop quartet, maybe a piano player, sometimes an accordion player. You've heard the joke about the guy who left his accordion in his car, and when he came back, there were three. I have nothing against accordion players, of course. But I came into this position where there had been entertainment. And this, he liked me a lot, Michael, of Michael's Pub. He said afterwards, he said, I want to tell you something. I hate folk music. But in your case, I'll make it. Thank you.